Pokemon trading card game. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Then download the free Pokemon TCG Live app to grind reps and find a weekly Pokemon League at a local card shop via Play Pokemon. Com. Once you know what you like, buy the exact singles you need instead of ripping packs to build a deck. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support PuzzleWick at no additional cost to you. What the Pokemon TCG is, and why 2026 is the year to walk in the Pokemon trading card game, is a two-player duel where each of you brings a 60-card deck of Pokemon Trainer and energy cards and races to take all six of your prize cards by knocking out the other player's Pokemon. You set up one active Pokemon plus a bench, attach energy to power attacks, evolve basics into stronger forms, and lean on trainer cards to draw, search, heal, and disrupt. There are three ways to win: take all six prizes, leave your opponent with no Pokemon in play, or run them out of cards to draw. That's the whole game on paper. In asterisk spirit asterisk. It's a hobby with three living layers that share the same tables: collecting, chasing rare illustration and mega rares, kitchen table casual. And a global play, Pokemon competitive circuit that climbs from your local league all the way to a world championship. And 2026 is the moment. It's the game's 30th anniversary, a landmark year deep in the Mega Evolution era, where high HP Mega Pokemon X hit like trucks but give up three prizes when they fall, a delicious risk you'll learn to weigh. The spring standard rotation already cleared the deck, the G regulation mark left in late March, so cards marked H, I, and J are the current pool, a clean, beginner-friendly reset to jump in on. And on September 16, 2026, the 30th celebration set lands as the first-ever worldwide same-day TCG launch, with all foil packs and an asterisk guaranteed Pikachu in every one. Here's the only choice that matters today: pick your on-ramp. Real cards at a shop, grab a physical pre-built deck. Want to learn for free? TCG Live is the full game, TCG Pocket is the simplest collect and battle version. Pick what you love, your favorite Pokemon, your favorite color, the deck that makes you grin. That's not a beginner shortcut, that's the whole secret. Pick your on-ramp, a physical pre-built deck you can carry to a shop, or a free app, TCG Live for the full game, TCG Pocket for the simplest version. Choose what you love before what's good, your favorite Pokemon or a color that makes you want to play is the right first deck. Download Pokemon TCG Live free so you have a zero-cost place to log games tonight. Skim the win condition until it sticks. You're racing to take six prize cards by knocking out Pokemon. Make a free Pokemon Trainer Club PTC account. Every sanctioned result you'll ever earn tracks to it. First words at the table rip to open packs, you rip a box. Said with reverence and a little shame because you either ascend or you brick. Pull slash hit a valuable card yanked from a fresh pack. A asterisk pull is any rare, a asterisk hit is the good stuff. Chase card, the one card a whole set is built around wanting: Reed, Charizard, Degen, half insult, half badge for someone who rips way too much chasing one card, worn proudly. Gotta catch 'em all, the 25-year-old battle cry that's now half nostalgia, half life philosophy. TCG Live versus TCG Pocket, don't mix them up. TCG Live is the full, real game, 60-card decks, energy, 6 prizes, ranked ladder. Free on PC, Mac, mobile. TCG Pocket is a asterisk simplified asterisk collection first mobile app, 20 card decks, no energy cards, a points to win system, daily free packs. And I battles, Pocket is a lovely on-ramp and a collector's playground. Live is where you actually learn the game you'll play at a shop. Why 2026 is a clean entry point, the spring rotation retired the G mark, so the legal pool is just H, I, and J cards. Check the tiny regulation mark letter near the bottom of any card. That reset means you're not buying into a decade of backlog, you're stepping onto a fresh, beginner-sized format on its anniversary. Welcome. Friend, and one quiet word from the value desk: don't rip a box to build a deck. Packs are for collecting and the dopamine. The deck you actually want is cheaper bought as singles. We'll get there. Ask anyone here about their first pull and watch their whole face change. That story is the soul of this place. You're about to write yours. 30th anniversary, first ever worldwide same-day launch in September, a Pikachu in every pack, you picked a loud year to walk in. I love it. Come stand near the noise. Building your first deck, collecting, tuning, and the lowest, ready bar, there are really two crafts braided together here, and you get to choose which calls to you first. For the collector, it's curation and the long game, chasing a single Pokemon line, hunting the chase all tart, deciding what stays raw versus what you send off to be slabbed, and the quiet pride of a master set with every reverse holo chase down. The grail is the gem mint PSA 10. The deepest collectors build something so specific that no scalper or flipper can touch it. Uniqueness is the one thing money can't manufacture. For the player, it's deck building as a living puzzle. The rules of the puzzle: a deck is exactly 60 cards, at most 4 copies of any card by name, basic energy is unlimited, Every deck needs at least one basic Pokémon, and there are two big one of limits, exactly one ace spec and at most one radiant Pokémon. The community treats it as honest craft, not cheating, to net deck a proven list off Limitless and then tune it for your local meta, shaving account for consistency, swapping a tech card, obsessing over your draw engine and your prize trades. The single biggest new player error is buying booster packs hoping to assemble a specific deck. Don't. Packs are for collecting, to build by the exact singles you need online, far cheaper, far faster. The second error is too few draw supporters, professors research, Iano, a deck without a draw engine bricks. And don't run a asterisk rainbow asterisk of cool button focused Pokémon, pick one or two clear attackers and feed them. The lowest acceptable ready bar is gloriously low, a sleeved 60 you didn't deck build at all, a battle deck straight from the box plays fine. Sleeve it opaque backed, non-negotiable for value and for sanctioned play, and you're ready. The Rogue Brewer's artist path, building an off-meta deck that ambushes the field, comes later and earns its own respect. Pick one archetype you genuinely enjoy. Charizard X and Serilege X are beginner-friendly, consistent shells to learn on. Find a proven list. Limitless is the community hub, and buy the exact singles instead of ripping packs. Respect the deck-building limits. 60 cards, max 4 of any name, at least one basic, exactly one ace spec, at most one radiant. Load a real draw engine, strong supporter counts, professor's research, Iano over a pile of extra Pokémon. Sleeve every card in opaque back sleeves before you shuffle, double sleeve the tournament cards if you go that route. Pick one card that means something and learn the collector's side, keep it raw, or send it off and chase a gem mint 10. The builders and collectors tongue net deck versus rogue BDIF, copy a winning list off Limitless, asterisk or asterisk brew your own off meta deck to ambush the field, BDIF is best deck in format. Raw slash slab, an ungraded naked card versus one sealed in a PSA CGC BGS case. Gem mint slash PSA 10, the perfect condition holy grail grade, it's a 10 is the dream verdict. Alt art AA SIR, alternate art ultra rare, SIR special illustration rare, 2 gold stars is the current peak tier. It's a 10, the collector's perfect score back from the graders. Engine versus payoff, every good deck has a consistency engine draw supporters, ball search and a payoff, the attacker that wins. New builders tunnel on the splashy attacker and starve the engine. Build the engine first. If you can't reliably find and power your attacker by turn 2 or 3, the coolest payoff in the format is dead weight in your hand. The starter kit that lasts pake sleeves required at sanctioned events, double sleeving inner plus outer is the tournament norm. A deck box with room for a sleeved 60 plus a little extra. Damage counters and a coin or die for the opening flip. A binder or top loaders for your hits, kept far away from your playable singles so nothing bends in a deck. The net deck confession, going from a pre-constructed theme deck to a real 60 you tuned yourself, is a rite of passage, and so is admitting you net decked your first competitive list. Everyone did, pretending otherwise is the only shame. Say it out loud, then start swapping cards for your meta. That's where you become a builder. The long game whispers, don't slab everything. Pick the one card with a story and protect that. The legacy of this hobby is the heirloom, a deck you've iterated 3 seasons, a slab you'll never sell, those are proof you were there. For the record, 60 cards, 4 of a name cap, basic energy exempt, 1 ace spec, 1 radiant. Build outside those and your list isn't spicy, it's illegal. Get the skeleton right and the art can begin. Bring whatever you build to the table and let the crew tinker on it between games, swapping cards, suggesting a one-card upgrade. That collaborative part is what turns a one-off into a hobby. Come tinker with us. How a turn actually works, the core loop, the win, and playing clean, here's the honest engine of the game, the loop you'll run 1,000 times. Set up, each player draws 7 cards and must put down at least one basic Pokémon as their active, plus optional bench Pokémon, max 5 benched. Set aside 6 face-down prize cards. No basic in your opening hand means a mulligan. Your turn flow, draw a card. Then in any order, play basic Pokémon to your bench, evolve, attach exactly 1 energy once per turn, burn this into your brain, play trainers, retreat, use abilities. Attacking ends your turn. The player going first cannot attack on turn 1, so don't plan a turn 1 knockout when you're on the play. Energy powers attacks. Each attack lists an energy cost. You need that energy attached to use it. Because you only attach asterisk 1 per turn, your attacker needs energy on it before you want to swing, plan a turn ahead. Knockouts and prizes are the rhythm. Deal damage at or above a Pokémon's HP to knock it out, then take a prize. A regular Pokémon is 1 prize, a Pokémon X is 2, and a Mega Pokémon X is 3. First to 6 prizes wins. So every KO is a asterisk tempo decision, trading your 2. To 3 prize X for their single prize Pokémon is usually a losing exchange. Always check weakness and resistance before you attack, and remember the special conditions, asleep, burned, confused, paralyzed. Poisoned, that nag, you're active. Now the part that is asterisk the etiquette, baked right into the mechanics, this is a hidden information game played on trust, so you announce your plays out loud, professor's research, attaching to my active, attacking for 150. Silent, sneaky play reads as cheating even when it isn't. keep your hands above the table, never in your lap. Ask before you touch an opponent's cards and handle their deck like your own. Bent corners are a felony here. And the gravest sin of all, don't be a searcher. Pack weighing, mapping, feeling for hollows, being called away or ends friendships. Play honest, play loud, play clean. Set up, draw 7, place a basic as your active, bench up to 5, set 6 prizes face down, mulligan if you have no basic. Run your turn out loud, draw then play evolve, attach 1 energy trainers, retreat in any order, then attack to end the turn. Remember the going first rule, the player on the play cannot attack on turn 1. Count prizes every turn, regular equals 1, X equals 2, Mega X equals 3, never trade a multi-prize Pokémon for a single prize 1. Check weakness and resistance before committing an attack and track special conditions on your active. Keep hands above the table, announce plays, ask before touching their cards, and call a judge instead of arguing. The sound of a real game brick dead draw an opening hand with nothing playable. I bricked is said the way you'd announce a death in the family. Top deck drawing the exact asterisk perfect card off the top to steal a lost game, the purest high in the game. Donk knocking out the opponent's only Pokémon in the first turn or two, winning before the game really starts. Prized, your 6 face-down prizes are 6 cards you can't use. My key card was prized is the great unprovable excuse. GG said win or lose, the universal sign-off that closes every match clean. The etiquette is the mechanics because nobody can see your hand, transparency is the game. Announce every play, keep your hands above the table. Ask may I see that, before touching anything of theirs and shuffle their deck gently, bent corners are the one true sin. Don't argue rules across the table, raise your hand, call the judge, accept the ruling. The table is for playing, not litigating, and that's what saves friendships. The prize race math, you're staring at their Mega X 3 prizes, and your own X is one swing from trading into it. Before you commit, would that KO let asterisk them respond by knocking out asterisk your asterisk X and pulling 2 to 3 of their own? Map who wins the 6 prize race asterisk before asterisk you attack. Damage is only the tool, prizes are the actual scoreboard. Plan energy a turn ahead the single most common stall, a powered down attacker because you only get 1 energy attachment per turn. Sequence your energy and your switches so the Pokémon you want to swing with on turn 2 or 3 already has its cost met when that turn arrives. Think one turn in the future every turn. Variance is sacred and shared, never gloat over a top deck, never rub in a brick. Everyone gets donked, everyone gets prize locked, everyone's day comes. Say GG, throw the high five and mean it, trust the top deck. When you're out of options and praying to the top of your deck, that gallows humor faith is part of the soul of the thing. Some of my favorite memories are the cards I had no right to draw. Blunt version, if you can't say your plays out loud and keep your hands on the table, you're not ready for a shop. Learn the loop until it's muscle memory, then nobody has to wonder what you're doing. Hanging with the pros, meta sequencing, and the line you never cross hanging with the pros is less about owning the BDIF and more about asterisk thinking like the people who win. First, read the matchups clock. Aggressive decks, Charizard, Sarulege, Goldengo, want to race asterisk. Spread and control decks, Dragapult X, Marnie's Grimmsnarl X, want to set up damage over multiple turns. In every pairing, know in the first minute whether you're the beatdown or the control deck. Playing the wrong role loses games you should win. Second, respect spread damage. Dragapult X and Grimmsnarl X place damage across your bench, setting up devastating multi-prize turns later. Don't overdevelop your bench into their spread and gift-wrap those KOs. Third, hold your disruption for impact. Hand disruption like Giano and Gust effects like bosses' orders win games when time to break the opponent's setup turn or drag a key bench threat into the open. Never waste them on autopilot. Fourth, sequence everything. With 1 energy attachment a turn, your turn 2 and turn 3 lines have to be planned now. And map your prizes. Community consensus in 2026 has Dragapult X and Gardevoir X as the dominant, longest standing pillars, technical decks that reward exactly this kind of planning. The pros most worth learning from: run accessible content, think the kind of deck profile creators veterans point you toward, and metadata lives on Limitless. And here's the budget mercy. Pokémon is one of the asterisk cheaper asterisk major TCGs to play competitively. A focused tier 2 archetype with cheap staple trainers can still beat the field. Consistency and piloting beat raw card power. Now the bright line. The game has a win-at-all-costs jerk archetype and the fellowship has zero patience for it. Don't be a searcher. Don't scalp your home shop's shelf on release day so the kids go home empty. You can be sharp, ruthless, and brilliant across the table and still be the person everyone wants asterisk to lose to. That's the edge worth having. Decide your role in every matchup. Are you the beatdown race or the control deck set up damage over time? Don't overextend your bench into spread decks like Dragapult X or Grimmsnarl X. You're handing them multi-prize turns. Save hand disruption, Yano and Gust effects, boss's orders for the opponent's setup turn or a key bench KO. Sequence energy and switches a turn ahead and recount your prize map before every commitment. Study the meta on Limitless and follow accessible high-level deck profile creators to learn good lines. If you can't afford the BDIF, pilot a consistent Tier 2 deck with cheap staple trainers and never angle shoot a newcomer to win. Pro Bench Vocabulary Net Deck vs. Rogue BDIF. Copy the proven list, brew your own ambush, or chase the best deck in format. The Eternal Optimizer vs. Artist Split, both respected. Mapping slash pack weighing, the forbidden arts of trying to feel or weigh which packs hold hits, universally branded cheating. Searcher, anyone caught mapping or weighing, don't be a searcher is the gravest accusation hurled at a table. God Pack, a near-mythical pack where every slot is a rare, claim one and people demand video proof. Pilot Beats Power Reporting consistently puts Pokémon among the asterisk cheaper asterisk major TCGs to play competitively, and the field proves it. A focused Tier 2 deck full of cheap staple trainers piloted tightly beats a sloppily played top-tier list. Master mulligan decisions, sequencing, and prize mapping on one deck before you chase the BDIF. Repetition on a single list is worth more than a fat collection. The line you never cross the win-at-all-costs jerk is the one archetype the Fellowship won't carry. Never angle shoot a kid or a newcomer. If you see someone about to get robbed on value in a trade, say something, even against your own interest. Don't search, don't scalp your home shop, don't gloat over a brick. The cards are the excuse, the people are the point. Cross this line and a long-memoried community quietly makes you the villain. Reading the clock, you sit down against Dragapult X with an aggressive Charizard shell. Are you racing or controlling? You're the asterisk beatdown asterisk, push tempo, force early prize trades before they're spread compounds. Flip it, that same Charizard against another fast deck might make asterisk you the control piece. The deck doesn't decide your role, the matchup does, decide in turn one. From the value desk, the line is also a long game asset. A clean reputation is worth more than any slab. Precision note, hold bosses' orders and Ayano for the turn they actually swing the prize race. A perfectly timed gust on a bench threat is worth more than three turns of good enough attacks. Tempo is a resource, spend it deliberately. The pros I love aren't the loudest, they're the ones who will deck doctor your tier 2 list for free after destroying you with it. That generosity is the high level. Find those people and never leave them. The unwritten code, the rights, and the found family you just joined here is the deepest truth of this whole thing, the one the rulebook never prints. The local card shop is a found family disguised as a game store. People from every walk of life pull up to the same well-lit, family-friendly tables and discover belonging across age gaps nothing else in modern life bridges. A 40-year-old and a 10-year-old trading, teaching, and high-fiving over the same alt art. The whole hobby is nostalgia weaponized into devotion. The kids who chanted "Gotta catch 'em all" in 1999 are now adults who can finally afford the Charizard the playground never gave them. Charizard is the patron saint, its base set first edition print is the genuine Holy Grail, the card every conversation eventually orbits. Now you know why grown adults lose it over a fire lizard. The magic is the shared dialect. Collectors worship the art, the slab, the gem mint 10. Players worship the line, the top deck, the perfectly tuned 60, and both tribes speak the same language of pulls, bricks, and bad beats. Everyone knows their degens ripping cardboard for a dopamine hit. Everyone jokes about it. Everyone keeps doing it together. The community runs on shared variants, the prize locked loss, the God Pack miracle, the miscut everyone groans about, and on an unembarrassed joy that returning collectors keep naming the same way, that joy again in a time when joy is a little hard to come by. And when the hobby's worst impulses surface, scalpers stripping shelves, ugliness over release, the community's instinct is to flood back with wholesome counterproof. The mom who buys extra blisters because she knows a kid went home sad, the regulars who teach a newcomer for free, the legendary hole shop that pooled money to send one of its young members to Worlds in Japan. That's the line people actually live by. The cards are the excuse, the people are the point. You came for the Charizard, you'll stay because somebody remembered your name, asked how your deck did, and saved you a seat. Welcome to the fold, initiate, you're one of us now. Come back to the same league next week, showing up twice is how a stranger becomes a regular. Bring your own gear, sleeve, deck, deck box, counters, coin, or die so you arrive as a member, not a guest. Teach the next newcomer for free the way someone taught you and offer to bring them to league. When you trade, always speak up if someone's about to get robbed on value, that's how you earn the family's trust. Keep it all ages and high vibe, celebrate cool plays and lucky pulls, never melt down over variants. Pick a right to chase next, your first hit, your first league night survived, your first sanctioned event, eventually a world's invite, and host your own table someday. The unwritten code never angle shoot a kid or a newcomer, speak up if someone's about to be robbed in a trade. Bring your own gear, borrowing everything marks you a guest. Announce your plays and keep your hands above the table. Ask before you touch anyone's cards. Say GG and shake or high five, win or lose, and don't you should have played X unless they ask. Keep it family friendly, don't scalp your home shop, and never gloat over a top deck or rub in a brick. Variance is sacred and shared. The rites of passage, your first pack rip, the original sacrament, the moment the hook sets. Your first real hit, the alt art or Charizard that turns a buyer into a believer. Walking into your first league night alone, sleeve deck in hand, and earning a GG good deck. your first sanctioned tournament, the clock, the deck check, the judge calls, earning a world's invite, the Everest, and the most modern ride of all, coming back after 20 years and getting hooked again on the very first pack. The soul of the thing everything orbits Charizard, base set first edition, is the Holy Grail, the card the playground never gave us. Gotta catch 'em all asterisk isn't a slogan here, it's a 25-year-old promise everyone's still keeping. The hobby lives in a beautiful tension between collectors' art, slab, gem mint 10, and players' line, top deck, the Toon 60, two tribes, one dialect of pulls and bricks and bad beats. Underneath the market chaos, the soul is unembarrassed joy, grown adults finding a place to belong. When it's your turn to host Teach with an open-hand demo game, both hands face up, narrating every decision so the new player sees the asterisk Y before playing for real. Pre-build two balanced decks, Battle Academy is perfect, so nobody feels hopeless. Run the turn phases out loud, keep a printed quick reference on the table, set the stakes low and the vibe high, let beginners take back obvious misplays and resist crushing them with a tuned meta deck. Then point them to your local league, that's the best level up a host can give. The legacy thread is the real treasure, a base set you opened as a kid, a deck you've iterated three seasons, a slab you'll never sell, these become heirlooms, proof you were there. Collect the memory, not just the card. Ask anyone here about their first pull and watch their whole face change. That story is the soul of this place. When you've got yours, pass it on to the next nervous newcomer, that's how the fire stays lit. Verdict, plainly, you came for the cardboard and found a place to belong. Most people never say it out loud, so I will. Now save someone else a seat, that's the job now. Final verdict, so that's it, initiate, you're in. You walked in for the Charizard the way we all did, and somewhere in here you figured out the real secret. The cards are just the excuse, and the people are the point. You know the loop now, you know the prize math, you know to announce your plays and keep your hands above the table and never, ever fleece a kid in a trade. The rest, your first hit, your first league night survived, your first GG good deck from a stranger who becomes a friend, those are rights still waiting for you, and I promise they hit even better than the dossier makes them sound. Come back Thursday, same table, same crew, and yes, we'll save you a seat and ask how that deck did. Welcome to the fold, friend, gotta catch 'em all, and you finally will. Frequently asked questions. Do I need to spend a lot of money to start? Number Pokémon is reported to be one of the asterisk cheaper asterisk major TCGs to play competitively. Should I buy booster packs to build my deck, not for building? Packs are for collecting and the thrill of pulls, gambling on hits. To build a specific deck, buy the exact singles you need online. It's dramatically cheaper and faster than ripping packs hoping the right cards fall out. We're all degens here, sure, just don't confuse ripping with deck building. What's the difference between Pokémon TCG Live and Pokémon TCG Pocket? TCG Live is the full real game, 60 card decks, energy, 6 prizes. Ranked play on PC, Mac, mobile. TCG Pocket is a simplified collection-focused mobile app, 20 card decks, no energy cards asterisk, a points to win system, daily free packs and AI battles. Designed as an easy on-ramp and a collector's playground. Want real reps for the table? Use Live. What does standard rotation mean and why did my cards stop being legal? Standard is the main competitive format. And older cards rotate out yearly to keep it fresh. In 2026, the G regulation mark left standard, March 26 on TCG Live, April 10 in person, so cards marked H, I, and J are the current legal pool. Check the tiny regulation mark letter near the bottom of each card. How long does a game take? A casual game often runs 15 to 30 minutes once you know the flow. Learning games go slower. Sanctioned matches use a best-of-three structure with a time limit, so a full match can run up to roughly 50 minutes. What are Pokémon X and Mega Pokémon X? X Pokémon are powerful versions worth two prize cards when knocked out instead of one. In the 2026 Mega Evolution era, Mega Pokémon X are high HP stage 1 evolutions that hit very hard but give up three prizes when code, a big reward, big risk archetype that turns every knockout into a tempo decision. Which decks are good for a beginner who wants to be competitive? Consistent, straightforward decks are best to learn on Charizard X and Cerulege X are frequently called beginner-friendly. The dominant but more technical top-tier pillars of 2026 are Dragapult X and Gardevoir X. Start simple to learn asterisk Y cards work together. Then graduate to the technical decks. Where do I actually play with other people? Use the official event locator at play.pokemon.com to find a local Pokémon League. Usually hosted at a card shop, they're casual and beginner-welcoming. Make a free Pokémon Trainer Club account first, since sanctioned results track to it. And honestly, just show up twice. Showing up twice is how a stranger becomes a regular. Do I have to keep up with every new set? Number, you only need cards legal in the current format for your deck. New sets release roughly every few months. You can cherry-pick the few singles that upgrade your deck rather than buying everything. Collect for joy, build for the format. Is the 30th anniversary set worth waiting for? It's a collector highlight. The SEP 16 2026 30th celebration set is the first worldwide same-day launch with all foil packs, a guaranteed unique art Pikachu per pack, one of 30 illustrations, a new futuristic rare rarity, and classic reprints like the base set Charizard. Note, many anniversary reprints are not standard legal, so it's more for collecting than competing. You don't have to wait for it to start playing today.